back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and in this episode, we are going to be talking about the iconic horror franchise, Friday the 13th, the history of the franchise, the game, where the game has gone so far, and the recent lawsuits that prevented the, ironically, unplanned 13th film of the franchise. So if that's something that interests you, please feel free to sit back, relax, enjoy the episode. Thank you. Hello guys, and welcome back to episode 28 of the podcast. And as I just mentioned, today we are going to be talking about Friday the 13th. And with spooky season just past us with Halloween, I figure that there's just a little bit left, and what a perfect day to celebrate on Friday the 13th. And this was something that I wanted to talk about, especially because I have seen it come up in news recently, particularly in the realm of gaming, as the Friday the 13th game, for those of you who don't know, back in 2018, fell victim to the lawsuit filed by Sean S. Cunningham and Victor Miller, Sean S. Cunningham being the director and producer of the original Friday the 13th films, and Victor Miller penning the screenplay of the original films. So there's a huge lawsuit going on debating as to who actually owns the rights to the franchise, the director and producer of the franchise, or the writer who created all the main characters. I typically don't know where it stands, or where I stand on it. I mean, it could pretty much go on any other way. I'd pretty much give it to, I don't get why they can't just split it 50-50, but whatever, I don't know too much about the business regardless. But anyway, what I do know is that it is preventing a lot, including future updates of the game, and most recently, the game had just had its servers shut down, so meaning that the only way that players could play online with one another was from player-to-player private matches, players hosting their own servers. I have yet to see how this performs as this goes on, but for the most part, I'm hearing great things about it. And up until then, we cannot have another film in the franchise. I heard that there was recently going to be one planned for 2021, and that would put it about 12 years since we last got a film, which was the 2009 Michael Bay reboot, which I actually enjoyed, surprisingly. But then again, when you're going into a Friday the 13th movie, you're really not expecting a whole lot in terms of quality. But what I can tell you guys is that, ironically, the 13th film in the franchise has yet to be made. And will this be a curse on the franchise? And if so, how long will it remain? So, at the time of recording this video, it is Friday the 13th, 2020, and so far, the dedicated servers of the Friday the 13th game have shut down. I have not played the game since the shutdown. I think the last time I played it before it happened was a little before Halloween, and I haven't played the game since. But from what I've heard, things are going very well for the game, and there hasn't seemed to be any problems so far. But we'll just have to wait and see. I'd say one of the biggest things as to why I like the franchise is very similar to why I like Halloween, and that is because of simplicity. There's just something about just having some crazy hockey-masked killer killing a bunch of stupid teenagers at a summer camp that is just so fun to watch, and that is what's so crazy, because it's not like Halloween where the events take place in a small town. It's just much like horror movies would take on in the future. It's just funny as it is just such a timeless setting, and it's been, even though it'd be later done to death, I mean, I think a summer camp is one of the most, now it is, but before then it was genius. But nowadays, if you place any kind of horror movie in the woods or a cabin or summer camp, what have you, it is definitely going to get scrutinized for being cliche. But like I said with Halloween, the cliches have to start somewhere. And much like how Halloween helped catapult the success of the slasher genre, Friday the 13th kind of helped solidify it and kind of usher in the 80s by literally starting off the decade with the first film. And in years since, we consistently get a Friday the 13th film every year throughout the decade, the only exception being 89 was the only, I believe, one of the only, 1983 and I believe 1988 were the only years in the 80s where we did not get a Friday the 13th film. I just find that crazy because you have Freddy, who got a 4-year head start, or started 4 years later in 1984 with Nightmare on Elm Street, and then over time it would eventually happen as where Freddy would get just as much films as Jason, or not as many films as Jason did, but it was pretty close by the time the franchise had come to an end. But it was just crazy, you had Freddy and then you had Jason kind of dominating the 80s. And I mean, you did have Michael Myers, but Michael Myers didn't make his return. He had done Halloween 2, which was in 81, but we wouldn't see Michael again till Halloween 4, and that was towards the end of the decade in 88, and then we had Halloween 5 in 89. So you can't really say that Michael defined 80s horror as much as he defined 70s horror. But in terms of 80s horror, it definitely goes to Freddy and Jason. Those were the big two. And in my personal opinion, I like Freddy more, but I do have to give respect to Jason Voorhees, as he is such a crucial character for the genre as well as pop culture. So much to the point where people even confuse Michael Myers for Jason, which I always found very funny. This is also when we start to get the famous trend of the killer who would not die. It was explored a little bit in Halloween, but Friday the 13th was the one that really kind of solidified it as a staple of the genre, as Jason, while he wasn't entirely superhuman in the first four films at least, there was a little bit of an edge to him that just something about him was very off, and he was definitely not human, as he was able to withstand tons of attacks, whether that being hanged, whether that taking an axe to the head or a machete to the back. Just tons of different stuff, and I don't know if it's maybe I need to go back into the franchise and look it over again, but from what I can remember, they never really explain why Jason has these supernatural abilities, even more so as the film goes on, particularly in part 6 when he's literally resurrected and basically turned into an undead zombie to the point where he's eventually invincible. And then by the time we get to part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan, he's pretty much, like, notorious for somehow gaining the ability to catch up to people who are running while he's walking at the same time, while also being able to teleport different places. You see him 1 second on the camera, and then the camera quickly pans, and he's right there because he somehow managed to get to the other side of the street before before they could. I don't know. It was just very strange, but it's a staple of the character. And it's what makes him him, and that's probably one of the biggest things about him. And then one of the biggest things probably up until about Freddy shows up is that Jason, I think Freddy's really the only killer that can kind of rival him, is that Jason likes to get creative with his kills, and like is probably one of the only killers that kills you with anything pretty much. Like he's, I've seen like harpoon gun, which is my personal favorite, sleeping bag, a wood chipper, an axe, a weed whacker, of course a machete, and just tons of different stuff, a corkscrew, which I don't even know how that's possible. He literally has super strength that when he squeezes your head, he makes your eyeballs pop out. It's just gross, graphic, senseless gore that has become a staple of that genre, and even more so all just because of Friday the 13th, and much in part due to the work of Tom Savini, who would go on to He became a notable name in horror, mainly for his incredible special effects work for horror films, and he would even go on to direct some horror films of his own. Most notably, he would go on to direct the 1990 remake of the original Night of the Living Dead, which I haven't seen, but I've heard great things about, so I'll very much have to check that out very soon. But it's largely in part of the special effects. Yes, are they dated? Yes, they're dated, but I feel like that just adds to the enjoyment of the film. Like, nothing in these movies takes me out. As cheesy and cliche as they are, they're just simply there just to entertain. Maybe a couple of cheap scares every now and then, they still get me. I don't know how, because the one thing that I do not like about horror movies is jump scares, and those movies have plenty of jump scares. And I don't know what it is, but they just manage to get me every time, no matter how many times I've seen them, and it just it's notorious for its jump scares. It's fake jump scares, just all different kinds of jump scares, which I cannot stand. But it's just meant to give you cheap thrills as you watch the movie, and it's just very fun. It's hard to dislike these films. They're very enjoyable. I have a lot of fun watching them. I don't watch them nearly as much as I would, say, the Halloween franchise, but it is a welcome addition, and I very much enjoy. I don't know. I guess I really don't have anything else to say on the franchise other than the fact that, like, while it is not my favorite, I can still respect what it's done for the genre and how it's impacted a lot of people, myself included, and it's impacted a lot of filmmakers and a lot of YouTubers as well with the success of the fan films like Never Hike Alone, and I believe a sequel just came out to that very recently called Never Hike in the Snow, and I have not seen that one, but I have seen the first one, and that's just amazing. People are kind of filling in the time with just making movies of their own instead of waiting for the dreaded 13th film of the franchise to finally be made. And a lot of people, I haven't really seen a whole lot of people speculating as to what the 13th film of the franchise can be. I myself don't really know what they could do with it, as pretty much the only thing they can do is the thing that Hollywood's been doing lately, where they've just been basically doing soft reboots, cutting off a bunch of sequels and then just creating whole new things. Halloween did it by just making the first one canon. Terminator did it by only making the first two canon before doing their film. So I don't know, maybe they can figure out something, because there are a lot of films. An argument can be made that most of the franchise could be cut off and they could start from scratch. I don't think they're definitely going to do another reboot, but I definitely know that they're probably going to cut out some of the movies. I could see them cutting out parts. I don't know, maybe 5 through 9 or something? And maybe 5 all the way up through there. I don't really know what they could do, because I don't really see them doing a reboot. I don't see them making a sequel to Freddy vs. Jason, or no one wants the Jason X continuity to continue. So I don't really know what they could do with it. My only suggestion is that just go back to the first 4 films and just make it a simplistic horror film. Update it, obviously, for modern audiences, but don't do it in the way that you think you should by having an overabundance of technology and whatever. That shouldn't be the case, as technology shouldn't even work up there in the first place, because if you've ever gone camping in areas like that, you have little to no service. So, I don't know, there could be easy ways to solve the technology problem, but they don't need to beat the audience over the head with it to tell them, hey, look, we're in the present day. Or even if they just want to go ahead and set it back in the 80s, I'd be fine with that. Just don't do anything too crazy or convoluted, and I'm pretty sure people will go and see it. I don't know, that's just my thoughts on it. Well, all right, guys, that is it for this episode of the podcast. As always, I hope you all enjoyed, and I hope you have a great Friday the 13th. I'm going to spend the rest of it with what I have and probably watch a few of the films in the franchise. My favorites in particular are 1, 3, and 6, so that's probably how I'm going to be spending it. Might play the game, who knows, see what's going on. But anyways, as always, I greatly appreciate you guys for checking it out, and as always, have a fantastic day, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Farewell.